listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about someone who actually left a successful season and did that to the glory of God. I'm going to read to you from Acts chapter 8, verse 26, and just the first few words of verse 27. This is what we read. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." This is desert. So he arose and went. There's nothing like a season where God moves in power. There's a real sense of God's presence and effective working day to day, and sometimes even hour to hour. Some people call such seasons revival or spiritual awakening, but whatever you call them, they're wonderful. Acts chapter 8 described just such a season in Samaria, a city in the region between Judea in the south and Galilee in the north. One description of it is in Acts chapter 8, verse 6. It says this, "And the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did." And then Acts chapter 8, verse 8 simply says, "There was great joy in that city." In such a wonderful season of God's work, God uses people like you and me. Philip was just such a man used by God in Samaria. He saw this outpouring of God's Spirit, and he experienced the miraculous firsthand. That's why it seems striking when an angel of the Lord told him to move on to another place. Through this angel of the Lord, God told Philip to arise and go toward the south. I wonder if Philip thought this was bad news. Leave this amazing work God is doing in Samaria? I don't want to do that. Why can't I stay here much longer and be part of it all? I wonder if the new Christians in Samaria thought that this was bad news. Philip can't leave us. God used him here so mightily. How can the work of God go on if Philip leaves? And I wonder if it was even stranger to everybody because of where God told Philip to go. It says simply, "This is desert." If I heard a call to leave such a blessed, fruitful ministry, to go to a desolate place, I might think that it was the devil speaking and not the Lord. It seems foolish to leave a place of prospering ministry and to go to a desert road. If it were me, I might think, not now, or not me, or not there. Leaving fruitful ministry to go to a desert is crazy from man's perspective, but it is wise if God directs it. That's why I love the first few words of Acts chapter 8, verse 27. They just simply say, "So he arose and went." Philip loved God more than he loved the success of God's work. Now, I'm sure that he was a bit sad to leave, and he was a bit uncertain about what God had in front of him. But God was leading, and Philip followed. Good things were going to happen. The work in Samaria continued on just as God wanted it to. God's workmen change, but his work goes on. Dear friend, stay close to Jesus. Enjoy seasons of great fruit and blessing, but don't make an idol of them. God will be with you wherever he leads you, just as Philip was about to find out. You can have that same trust in the Lord and walk that way today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.